6733. You don't want to miss the Mother's Day brunch at the Divine Hideaway, another sponsor of this station.
KAYT and KQJOFF. We're five cities strong all day long. Believe it. We've got Louisiana on lock.
Welcome. You are tuned into the Spiritual Warfare broadcast, where we will take you in an in-depth look at the Word of God. Let's tune in as Evangelist Wanda Bell takes you further into the Word of God.
I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. We're living in a time where we're not sure of what we're going to face from day to day. Almost every phase of our life is uncertain. Some folks don't know where they're going to get their next meal from. Others have money issues, no jobs, no place to stay. Still, there are others who have lost their businesses, their livelihood. But what's really sad and depressing is that many, many people and most every family have lost loved ones. In some cases, whole families have been lost due to this virus. When we're experiencing all these things, we need to know that we need strength from God. You know, we need the strength of God. And we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. God is our strength, and he's our salvation. In Philippians 4:13, Paul wants us to know that we don't have to fall prey or yield to the pressures of the enemy. We can do what we need to do because God will strengthen us. We can go through every trial, every test, every temptation when we have the strength of God working for us, in us, and through us. In Exodus 15:2, Moses said, "The Lord is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. This is my God, and I will praise him, my Father God, and I will exhort him." We have that same opportunity to say the same thing that Paul says. We don't have to fall prey to demons of sickness and disease or early death. God will give strength to us if we stand in the faith, so that we can work the works of God. We can do the works of the ministry. We can walk by faith. Everything we do is by faith. Ephesians 6:10 says, "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the power and the strength of his might." God is the creator of all things. His strength and power is endless. Nothing can stand against God. All things are possible with him. Hebrews 11:3 says, it tells us that through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. So that things, listen to this, saints, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Just like our Heavenly Father, we speak his word. His word is faith-filled. They have the power to create. And that's what God did with his word. He created the heavens and the earth with his words, his spoken words that came from his mouth. And the same thing, we can do the same thing. It is so important for us to know that when we are walking by faith, we don't speak what we see because we walk by faith, not by sight, or what we can see with our natural eyes. We can't walk by what we see with our eyes, our natural eyes. God spoke and the worlds were created. They came into being at the very moment that he spoke his word. They came into being. God spoke to the darkness in the book of Genesis. He spoke to darkness and he said, "Let there be light." And the darkness had to go instantly, not later on, but instantly. And he proceeded to create worlds with the words, with the power of his faith-filled words. Lack it or not, believe it or not, our faith and our lives as Christians and as children of God, we have to live and act just like him. Our lives have to be filled with the word. They have to be driven by the word. Our words have to be the words of God. John 6:63 says, "It is the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profit nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life." We need to pay attention to the word of God. Paul spoke the word that Jesus spoke, and those words gave life to the dead. They healed sick folks. They restored parts of people's bodies that was broken. And he prayed for them, and he touched them, and they were healed by the words that he spoke. You know, the Bible is the word of God, and it will have the same effect when we speak what it says. We have to believe it and receive it done instantly. When God spoke light, light came. You know, there was no waiting. There was no next moment. It came the moment he spoke. So we have to do the same thing. The church we have to grow up. We have to grow up. We have spent too much of our time doing nothing. We speak a lot. We speak the word, but we do not perform the word. We do not believe what God says, because if we believed it, it would be happening for us. He says, "These signs shall follow the believer. In my name, they shall cast out demons and devils. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall be healed. If they drink any deadly thing, it will not harm them." You know, when we are faced with hard things, you know, we imitate the world. We don't do what God says do. We start speaking and saying the things that we hear the radio say, the TV say, and everybody else that's talking. We be listening to them. We have to call scriptures to mind and put the things that's happening to notice. And we have to find the scriptures that's going to address the problems that we're having. And we can use one: no weapons formed against us shall prosper. That's a weapon. That's a gift that God has given us. The seed of the righteous shall be delivered. We got children. We have grandchildren. We have spouses. We have friends. And we have all the church all over the world. We have to realize that we're not just talking for ourselves. We're talking for everybody that's in our orbit. And that's everybody in the world. And he said, "The seed of the righteous shall be delivered." Our righteous seed, whoever they are, they shall be delivered. And you can say, "Satan, I bind you. I bind every evil spirit of sickness, disease, and pain. You can't live in my body. You can't live in my family. You can't live in the church." You can say, "By Jesus' stripes, we are healed." Saints of God, these are words and these are scriptures that we have to put on the devil. Remember what Jesus said when he came out of the wilderness. He said, "It is written." And he began to speak the written word to Satan. You have to speak to the mountains before it starts speaking to you. You know, Jesus didn't allow demons to speak unless he gave them permission. When we speak death words, and when we speak the sickness that we see and we hear about, people are dying. You know, this is what we hear. People are dying. You know, they're on life support. They're on ventilators. They can't stop any of these diseases. You know, scientists can't stop it. We're trying to stop it, but we don't have the power to stop it. And we're working on vaccines. You know, when we speak all of these things that's happening, we're going against the word of God, and we're going against one of the greatest things that God has given us. In Mark 11:23, he says, "We have what we say." So why are we saying what the world say? We're not the world. We're not like the world. You know, We say what we want. We say what we want things to be, saints. This is what we have to say. You know, we don't say what we're seeing, and we don't say what we're feeling. We say what the words say. We need strength to live in the world at this day and time. We can't afford not to live by faith. The words of God are words of faith. We are commanded to live by faith. This is not something that we're told to do. We are commanded to live by faith, to walk by faith, you know, and to speak words of faith. Stop confessing the words of the world. We're not like the world. We can't give place to the devil. When we speak the words of the world, we give place to the devil. When we say anything other than what God says. And saints of God, I don't know if you know that's what you're doing, but we cannot speak things that the world is speaking, what the TV is speaking, what the news media is speaking, if it's not of God. In 1 Corinthians 2:12, Paul said, we have not received the spirit of the world. Listen to this. I just told you, we're not of the world. 2 Corinthians 2:12, Paul says, we have not received the spirit of the world. We have the spirit of this world in us. But when we get saved and when we get filled with the Holy Spirit, we're no longer walking and we can no longer speak and think like the world. This is what the scripture says. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God. See, you got to know what spirit you're of. We are of the spirit of God. And we're of the spirit of God. We have to do the things of God. And we can only find that in the word of God. You know, we're of the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us by God. When we know who we are, we'll know what God has freely given us. Which things also, this is verse 13, also we speak not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches. See, we're not speaking just in normal old words like the world is speaking and like our wisdom. It's, you know, people have wisdom in the world and there are great people with great wisdom and knowledge in this world, but it's worldly wisdom and worldly knowledge. We have to speak the word that we get from the Holy Ghost, what the Holy Ghost teaches. Comparing spiritual things with spiritual things. We're not of the world. We can't talk like the world. We can't live like the world. We have to live by faith. And faith is the word of God. God gave us his power in the book of Romans to speak things that are not, you know, that are not in our view, and it will come to pass. See, things that we don't see, it's not in our view. So God has given us power in the book of Romans to speak things that we can't even see, and it will come to pass. We're going to read it, Romans 4 and verse 17. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom believed. See, you got to believe, even God. You got to believe that this is what God did. Even God, who quickeneth the dead, and he called things that be not as though they were. Saints, we have that same power. This is a free gift that God has given us. You know, and verse 18, it says, who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken. So shall thy seed be, being not weak in the faith. See, we can't be weak in the faith. He, talking about Abraham, considered not his own body dead when he was about 100 years old. See, now you know, it's no man can bring forth a child at age 100. But look what God did. Neither did he take in consideration the deadness of Sarah's room.